This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do. That's why we're here. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
And I just got some news that I have not yet verified. I'm going to verify it here in the relatively near future, working on getting it done, that Free Talk Live may very well be the 26th rated talk show in the nation. We've just heard that, from somebody just before we came on the air here, and I believe it because, well, I mean, that's we were 27 last year, so it's not unlikely. Let's see, looking rolling through here, number 2018. It's 2019 now, right?
Yep.
So that couldn't make any sense. Well, I don't know. Maybe you've heard it here first. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. But I hear that Free Talk Live has moved up to the 26th rated talk show in the nation from the 27th. It's nice to be moving up. Happy to do that. We've just gotten 200 radio stations, and so we're 200 radio stations, right, number 26, displacing the inevitable Alex Jones, who I hear dropped down a little bit. And he, for very good reason, jumped up the charts because he was one of these big proponents of Trump, and it's said that Alex Jones had something to do with Trump getting elected. So, you know, I could see why they would give him more credit for influence and that kind of thing. I don't mind that, but I'm just happy to be slowly crawling up the charts here on Free Talk Live. And Angie, we were talking about exercise. I want to get back to that here, but first, we've got a call in here from on the Discord lines. It's Libertat. Libertat, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling to take it back to the birth control discussion you guys were having earlier, and Mark, you kind of hinted at it when you were talking about the options available to women. I think that the major issue that you have is there a lack of temporary solutions for men. So basically, if you had like a plan B equivalent that you could, like a prophylaxis that you could take, that had an effect for 24, 48 hours, I think it would be a much more popular option. Because basically your options are a rather permanent solution. Vasectomies are reversible, but it's not guaranteed and it's very expensive. Or condoms, which are, effective, but also detrimental. How to put this the right way? To the act that you're engaging in.
Right, they're not so much fun. But yeah, condoms have added benefits beyond, like if you're, for instance, getting intimate with somebody you don't know that well, then maybe it's a good idea to start there.
Yeah, if you're a whore, carry condoms, definitely.
I guess I was trying to look at it strictly from a population control perspective.
Yeah.
But there are other factors in play. It just seems like I don't know if it's because there's no market for it or because no one actually wants it. But I'm pretty sure you could get most. If there was a pill that a man could take 24 hours before he knew he was going out for whatever he's going out for, they would only last for if it only lasted for a week, I think you'd probably get a lot more people that would go get on board with it. Because a vasectomy, although it is reversible, is a rather big step. And there's no small step you can make.
I haven't. I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. However, I've heard that if you, get in a jacuzzi or something that is warm enough, you need to check the temperature, but I've heard the temperature is at 104 degrees for long enough, and I've heard that it was 20 minutes. Again, if you're going to use this as some kind of system to prevent a very costly issue like having a kid, you should check it out yourself. But, I'm just telling you what I've heard is that you keep them warm enough, long enough, and it kind of kills things off for a month.
And up to 3 months, because I'm actually not allowed in the hot tub anymore.
Yeah.
So for that particular reason.
I imagine that's the case. And I hope that there are benefits beyond that, but, you know, no hot tub for you.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that goes in the bucket with the rhythm method and other things that Catholic schoolboys have found out don't work over the past couple of years.
I don't discount the non-scientific stuff completely. I mean, the rhythm method has been pretty effective for lots of people for a long time, but it isn't by any means foolproof. Thanks for the call, Libertad.
No, thanks.
Yep, appreciate it. I would love to see... you know, some kind of male pill. They've talked about this thing since I was young. And look, the problem with that is that, don't forget, the pill causes all kinds of hormonal issues for ladies.
Yes.
Can you rattle some of them off here for me, Angie?
Oh, acne, weight gain, mood swings, just all kinds of stuff.
Cranky false, attitude.
Yeah.
False attraction.
What's that mean?
So, when girls are on the pill, they're actually attracted to a different man than when they're not on the pill quite often. I think there was actually some, it was an article that was done here on Free Talk Live, where I heard about it a while ago, and I had, and I've also heard it from time to time that, girls will start dating a guy, and they're on the pill dating a guy, then they get off the pill. And they're not attracted to the guy because hormones essentially are what are controlling a lot of what we're attracted to, what kind of food we want to eat, you know, whether, you know, whatever.
Hormones control everything. I mean, they're the things that make the electricity go in your brain from the synapses to the synapses. I mean, the argument certainly can be made that your personality is almost entirely hormonal.
Yeah, I would think so. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably some brain structure to it, but between hormones and brain structure, that's you, ladies and gentlemen. So, let's go to the phones. We've got David here calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Not a doctor? Good thing you're not a doctor.
I'm glad I didn't have to go to school for all those years.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't be giving doctors and lawyers that deference. Do you say... I'm not a plumber, folks. I'm not a plumber, but you know what? When you go out to buy a plunger, but I'm not a plumber.
Yep.
I'm not a plumber.
It's about a liability issue, I think. I don't know.
There can be a hell of a lot of liability if you screw up some plumbing. You can do $100,000 worth of damage in somebody's house with a plumbing.
Well, I'm not
accident.
Saying you're wrong, David. Yeah. I'm only saying that people like me say that for reasons, right. And the reason is that you're more likely to be sued over this than that.
Right, but what I'm saying is we got to get after those people. We got to stop putting doctors and lawyers up on their little perch where everybody's afraid to say anything
you're right.
About you know. I would recommend a Band-Aid for that, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Yep.
That's
you're right.
Called. Well, we need to get off of that. And I got something serious of my own. I have some unfinished business. Jay asked a question about anger a while back, and I didn't get to address it, so that's what I want to address now. Since today is the 15th birthday of my son, whom I haven't seen on a birthday or any other day for that matter since it was his third birthday.
Oh, gosh.
And that's along with his sister. And I got something here I wanted to share that falls into that anger question that Jay had asked me. But also, somebody did some experiments. I read it years ago where they did experiments with men's testicles and heat in hot water, especially. And they did a rather thorough job of their experiment. And I don't think it had much, if any, effect on on the sperm count. Yeah, you can. I'm sure it's available online if somebody does a search on that kind of thing. And as for condoms, here's a little tip, gentlemen, and it'll work for the ladies too. You have to go to three condoms instead of two. But if you're going to use a latex condom or poly, whatever for
people with allergies
aspect of it, the disease thing.
Okay.
Diseases will get through the lambskin, lambskin gut condoms.
Yep.
Diseases will get through them, but sperm will not. And so, if you're worried about the pregnancy, you can use the natural condoms. But if you're worried about disease, you have to use this man-made stuff.
Okay.
But if you put the natural one for men, if you put the natural one inside of the synthetic one, it feels like almost the real thing. And so, and women have the same complaint. So, haven't tried it, but if you put a natural one on the outside of a synthetic one, it may have the the same effect. You still got to deal with all the monkey business, but at least it feels unlike the synthetic. But anyway,
hold the line, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's why we open up the phone lines, is so you can call in. The number's 855-450-3733, or you can use the Discord rooms. Go to discord.freetalklive.com, download the app, and it's pretty self-explanatory after that. I want to tell you about AnyPay. If you've got a retail business and, or maybe even an online, commerce site, that sort of thing, they can help you. You got to help me take Bitcoin.com. It's help me take Bitcoin.com. And the folks at AnyPay make it easy. If you already have a cryptocurrency wallet, you're more than halfway done. It's like 2 minutes of work to be able to accept cryptocurrency. You more or less have to have some kind of point-of-sale device, maybe a tablet or something, up by the register. But other than that, help me take Bitcoin.com. They make it easy for you. And, you know, there's some advantages to accepting cryptocurrency at your business. The customers are quite a bit more loyal. We went out this week, Ian and I. We had an appointment, and he's like, oh, you got to try this food truck. They take crypto. So we went. It was really good. Really, really good. We enjoyed it greatly. And we paid with our Edge wallets and got our crypto. We got some Bitcoin cash back. It was awesome. Help me take Bitcoin.com. That's help me take Bitcoin.com. Let's go to David in calling in New Mexico. Back to David in calling from New Mexico. He was talking about sort of the situation where his children were taken from him 12 years ago. David, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, under the heading of anger, following up with a question that Jay had asked me, and let me get to that in a second. And with any complex issue, you never get through it in one phone call, and so we won't get through this, but we can begin it. And I was saying that today is the 15th birthday of my son. We gave him my name because it's a good name, David, but his name is David Olson as well. And I haven't seen him in the last 12 years. And today is his birthday, and this is his birthday present. Happy birthday, David. Look at that. I inadvertently just violated a judge's orders, which ties in perfectly.
Is that attempting to contact or something?
Yeah, in the pendency of this custody case, the judge, various judges have maintained intact an order of no contact. And let's go back to, and this is answering your question, Jay, about anger. Let's go back to the very beginning of that, when Judge Angela Jewell in Albuquerque, New Mexico, originally ordered that very first order of no contact between myself and my ex, or myself and my children, or vice versa. One day, several months later, literally several months back in 2007, I typed onto my computer in my Facebook field there and posted it. I said, and I don't remember the exact quote, but it pretty darn close was, I love you, David. I love you, Paisley. And that's probably exactly what it was.
Yep.
And then about a month later, the opposing side filed a motion to hold me in contempt for violating the no contact order because I had typed and posted on Facebook, I love you, David.
What did the judge say to that?
I'm telling you. And,
okay, well, I don't know.
bear in mind that at that time, they were both in diapers. One of them was one,
right,
and the other one.
They weren't cruising Facebook?
They weren't cruising Facebook, to my knowledge, and nobody on the opposing side was going to convey any message that they read on my Facebook to them, because
right,
they were trying to keep isolation rather than further any communication.
So you're telling the ether that you loved your children. You're telling the ether that you loved your children.
Exactly. And so the opposing attorney, P.J. Jaramillo, Hartman Jaramillo, she had some married stuff in there. Anyway, Paulette J. Hartman Jaramillo, whatever, she filed a motion to hold me in contempt. And so what the judge did is held me in contempt, and she fined me. She decided that if I paid for 1 hour of that attorney's time so that my ex wouldn't have to pay her or could get her money back, because doing that hearing took about an hour, and so my ex had to pay that attorney $250. And so because I said, I love you, David, I love you, Paisley, and I've just now violated that no-contact order three times here in the last couple minutes, but they fined me $250, and if I didn't pay it, she was going to put me in jail for saying, I love you, David, I love you, Paisley. So
did you ever try that out just to see what they would do?
Try what out? Not paying it?
Yeah.
No, I was in too poor of condition at the time to want to do that civil disobedience.
A man saying that he loves his children on social media, just saying I love you to them, is somehow a problem. I mean, it's stunning.
Especially when they're in diapers, not only could they not read, obviously, neither one of them, the younger one, she was one, she was obviously not speaking, and the older one, he had a hearing problem when he was young, so he was a little bit late in beginning to speak, and so they not only were they not reading, they weren't speaking. But so tying that back into Jay, I had called a number of like a month or two back or whatever, and Jay, you had said that I sounded angry, and that was one of two things or a combination. One, some people say that when they're trying to needle somebody a little bit, stating the obvious that obviously I was angry. And the other side of that is that actual interest in, why, if somebody is angry and why, and you can tell me whether, what combination or one or the other that was, and then I can answer your question.
I don't exactly 100% recall why it was I mentioned that you sounded angry. I do remember telling you sounded angry, but it would probably be, I would definitely, be interested in knowing what drives someone to be angry. And it sounds like you just explained it, and that's terrible that your kids have been taken from you.
I will say this, though, right, David. I mean, it's, it's 12 years, right? And pretty obviously, whatever the battle is the battle's lost. And it's terrible. But at this point, your anger doesn't do anything to the ex. It doesn't do anything to get you back together with your kids, which is, I hope is what happens at some point, for God's sakes. And I just wonder whether the anger at this point is worse for you than, anybody else.
Well, that may be, but being scientific for a second, I also have noticed that my highest performance comes when I'm angry. Unfortunately, it seems to be tied. There's probably some adrenaline shot going stuff on there, which is where adrenaline fatigue comes from. But adrenaline also does clarify your thought, and it also does obviously give you the energy to perform. And so it has some positive effects as well. And yes, it has negative effects, and of which we won't waste time on right now. And so to that degree, I agree with you. But you said something is the battle is lost. In actuality, it's, it's not lost. What has been lost is lost. But the future, the future isn't lost until it has passed. And this case is still live. This is not a dead case. This is an active case in the court.
Keep us up to date. Keep us up on it. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450. Free as in freedom.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello, there were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met.
and he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want here on this live edition. Final segment to do so. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Right. So next segment, I've got an interview coming up that I did this late last week with Bob Barr, the former presidential candidate. And he's talking about the Trump impeachment stuff that's going on. You know, it's hard to get a Washington insider, especially one that's at least somewhat even keeled here. And I thought it was an interesting interview, so I'm going to bring it to you here in the final segment. But Angie, we're talking about an article where at this point they're using exercise to treat psych patients.
That is correct. It's one on ScienceDaily.com. The article findings from the study reveal that physical exercise is so effective at alleviating patient symptoms that it could reduce patients' time admitted to acute facilities and reliance on psychotropic medications. The general attitude of medicine. Go ahead.
This has been pretty much said by, you know, sort of the people that want to heal people naturally for years and years that you can see some benefit. And I'm not saying everybody's going to see complete benefit or anything like that. And it's amazing how if you tell a depressed person they need to do some exercise, like I've been berated a couple of times for this. Look, I think everybody deals with depression. I think that not exercising is going to cause depression.
Absolutely.
That's my stance on it.
I just told a family member, hey, you need to get out and do something. Plant a garden. It's spring. You got some land. Go for a walk around a block. You just need to do something. I don't care what it is. Just go do it. Stop hanging around and just sitting there and watching TV.
And worst case scenario is it doesn't work for you. But trying it is, it's a place to start.
But it will. It will work if you get into it and you actually put forth effort. And you, if you can't do it, you ask for assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you find someone who knows what they're doing or that can even give you a routine. You can Google so many things.
Right.
And it will give you workout routines and what you should do for abs and what you should do for arms and what you should do for your legs. And it's not rocket science. You just follow the movements.
Right. Like, what were some of the things when you started? You're quite the workout lady. You certainly look it. What were some of the things you did when you started?
Well, the first thing I did was I joined a spin group.
Okay.
For cardio, because I needed endurance. I could lift things, I could move things, but I couldn't run a mile.
Okay.
And I was able to get with a group of people who were saying, okay, this is what you're doing wrong. This is what you need to do.
What were your fitness goals when you started?
It was for my mental well-being.
Okay.
Because I knew that personally I was going crazy, staying at home, stir crazy as a mom. And for me to be sane and be happy for my kids, I needed to have fitness in my life.
Now, I've known you for quite some time. It seems like you've lost some weight.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, a few times.
But
now.
That's a secondary thing.
Yes. Well,
you've had some kids in the.
I have had a few kids. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you can't. It's not really physiologically possible to retain. You know, to you know, not gain some weight with some kids.
Yeah. Some people do, but not me.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was able to lose. I guess I lost about 100 pounds total from the time I started working out until.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was about 250 for a while.
Really?
Yeah, I was a big girl. And a lot of fun.
I saw a picture of you when you were about 250 on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Shalyn and I were talking about that a couple of weeks ago. I was, you know, she was 250? No way. When she was looking through your Facebook, we found a picture of you.
So I started working out relatively recently at the same gym that you do. You've kind of got me into it. I've been doing jiu-jitsu for a couple of years, and I find that to be sufficient as far as sort of dealing with the mental health issues, that kind of thing. But I wanted to, you know, there's just a little bit of weight that I can't take off, and working out is more efficient than the other things. So, you know, I mean, there's a reason that they've, you know, we've had millennia, centuries, decades at the very least to really make working out efficient, and you can do it pretty efficiently. As a matter of fact, I've been working with the personal trainer that's there at the gym. She owns the place and that kind of thing. She does 25 minutes with my wife and I. And we're seeing benefits from 25-minute workouts.
Once a week, right?
I would have never guessed that. I was used to doing three times a week and, you know, three, four, five times a week and doing an hour and a half every single time. And she's like, well, you can do that, especially when you're in your a male in your 20s. But you really those sort of routines are for people who are trying to get into competitions and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, I did learn it from Muscle and Fitness magazine, and I was reading the workouts of these big weightlifter guys, and I was doing the stuff that those guys were doing, but I wasn't the size those guys were. I could never quite understand. And turns out it's, you know, freaking human growth hormone and steroids that's the difference. Anyway, what are these, I mean, are they seeing any benefits to this? Are they, you know, done any kind of studies?
Well, the general attitude of medicine is that you treat the primary problem first, and exercise was never considered to be a life or death treatment option.
Yeah.
Now that we know it's so effective, it can become as fundamental as a pharmacological intervention, explains Thomasai, a lecturer at the University of Vermont. Psychotherapist and inpatient psychiatry, group therapist at the University of Vermont Medical Center, and lead researcher of the study. Practitioners at inpatient psychiatric facilities often crowded acute settings in which patients experience severe distress and discomfort, typically prescribe psychotropic medications first.
Sure, what else would they do?
Well, rather than the natural remedies like physical exercise.
Yeah.
To alleviate patient symptoms such as anger, anxiety, and depression.
I also think that the institutional food they're likely getting is a bit of a problem, too. If they were getting more vegetables and less junk, you know.
Oh, the things that you eat have a huge impact on how you feel and, you know, your hormones.
How can they not?
Everything.
Right.
And if you want to move, you have to be able to fuel your body correctly.
Right. And so, you know, taking off those few extra pounds really makes a difference as far as, you know, how you feel when you're doing these exercises, too. It's a lot easier. It's just a pattern that you create for yourself. And, I mean, you know, if you don't want to be the inpatient guy, maybe as an outpatient guy, you should be, you know, solving these problems ahead of time is what I'm thinking. And again, I'm of the stance that everybody's dealing with mental health issues all the time.
On some level.
Right, on some level.
Mm-hmm.
So we should all be exercising a certain amount per week. And you got to figure out what that is for you. There's probably better places to figure out than coming from me. Angie, any ideas? Like 3 times a week?
Well, you don't even have to go with 3 times a week. You can really do it. You can start with once because it's a commitment. You have to be able to go and stick with it. And if you go once, then you're going to want to go twice. You're going to say, okay, that made me feel really good. I feel really strong. I'm going to make better choices. So you're going to go again.
Couldn't you go out and walk 3 miles?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know what it's like. Not everybody has the same physical abilities, but for 3 miles is something I could have done at any point. You know, I'm 48. At any point in my life, I could go out and walk 3 miles if I wanted to.
Yes, and you don't have to walk 3 miles. You could walk a mile. You could start just small. You know, walk around the block with your dog.
Yeah.
Just anything to get off the couch and move. You're going to feel better.
Yeah, I think that anything that you do is going to be beneficial. And apparently now, finally, some doctors are beginning to see that that's the case. I think that exercise and a good diet is probably where you need to where they need to be starting rather than ending. One of the reasons I don't like socialized medicine, by the way, is that people are going to make the decisions they're going to make. I'm not here to tell you that you have to work out, and I'm not here to tell you that you have to eat, X number of vegetables per day. I think you should. But I shouldn't have to pay for your medical treatment if you determine that the way you want to live your life is cigarette smoking and, couch surfing and Frito eating. I do love a good Frito. Everything's fine as long as you take it in moderation. But, I mean, you could live the life you want to live. It's just you should have to pay for it. I shouldn't have to pay for those treatments. And it's not fair.
I really like stacking splitting firewood and stacking hay. This fall, I went on a honeymoon cruise, and I was gone for about 10 days.
Yeah.
I literally did nothing but like hang out on the beaches and eat for ten days.
Eat anytime you want at the ship's cafe.
And we did ride the bicycle a lot. You'd think, but I just couldn't wait to get home and split wood. And I have a wood splitter, and I love splitting wood by hand. I like getting a workout, just getting full of sweat and getting your blood pumping. Especially when it's really cold, I look forward to doing that. And I find that's like working out for some people.
Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edgington's Post Show. I am Mark Edge, coming to you here for Free Talk Live. And today I've got with me Bob Barr, one-time presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party and soon-to-be speaker at Freedom Fest. You can go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Bob, I had the opportunity to get an interview with you, and I certainly am not going to pass it up. Can you, and I know that you're going to be, I guess you're going to be talking about perhaps the whole impeachment thing and people who want to get Trump out of office, and I just want to get some of your thoughts on that.
Thank you, Mark. Well, it's been over 20 years now since we impeached President Clinton.
Yep.
And since the Senate refused to convict him. So I suppose the Democrats, who now control a majority in the House of Representatives, determine it's payback time. So impeachment, whether they say it's on their agenda or not, is on their agenda, and I think it'll remain on their agenda through the 2020 election.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they're going to be, just sitting around not thinking about it. I mean, if it's not the goal of any one particular Democrat in the House, and I'm sure it's the goal of several of them, but if it's not the goal of anyone in particular, then it is certainly the goal of many of the people that I see wandering around on Facebook. Calling for impeachment over, I don't know, a used candy wrapper, whatever it is that they can find.
It's an unusual situation in the House with the majority, Mark. You have a very diverse group, shall we say. You have establishment Democrats like Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi, who are at least appear to be controlling the levers of power for the majority. And then on the other end of that spectrum, you have a bunch of really far out, primarily freshmen, who are pulling the Democratic Party off that cliff. And there's really nothing of substance that these two edges can agree on. Therefore, nothing of substance is on the agenda for the House Democrats. And the only thing they can agree on appears to be that they hate Trump. And so that becomes the de facto agenda, going after Trump, because it's the only thing they can all agree on.
This is kind of the problem that's been going on with the Republicans to some extent for a period of time, right? I mean, you know, they call the Tea Partiers, far fringers who won't compromise and that kind of thing. And now the Democrats are basically, we're seeing the pendulum swing of it all, and they're dealing with something similar. Not a lot happened when we had a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican in the White House here under Trump. Trump's kind of his own party, right?
It's It's unusual on both sides. You're correct. I mean, I would have liked to have seen a lot more of substance being done the last 2 years when the Republicans, as you know, it had control of the House and the Senate and the White House, but they just could not move forward with very much of substance. Now the Democrats are feeling that same heat, dealing with the same problem, except it seems to be worse for them even than it was for the Republicans.
So, I mean, when one of the things that I often say is I like it when these people are gridlocked. So what do you think could have been done that would have been positive? And I'd just like to hear that for the audience.
Well, first of all, to have taken seriously the oft-repeated Republican vows for fiscal conservatism.
That'd be fun.
to actually have cut spending somewhere, somehow. And yet, not only have we seen no spending cuts, but the spending is increasing. That first and foremost is what I would like to have seen when the Republicans had control of all three of these instruments of power, the House, the Senate, and the White House, but we didn't. Unfortunately, because of largely the rules in the Senate and the fact that senators are more concerned with process than substance, even in the best of times, we never were able to have any serious cuts taken against the Obamacare in terms of doing away with it. That one vote, where McCain came onto the floor late and voted with Chuck Schumer, and then they congratulated each other, really seemed to take the steam out of the Republican agenda for the next year and a half.
Well, that sounds like an important news item's coming in. that was about the only opportunity for something to get done, and it didn't, right? Like they had every opportunity to do something there and to see this Obamacare cut, which so many people dislike for whatever reasons they dislike it, and they dislike it for a variety of them, but. I mean, even during the Bush administration, when I think it was 6 years at that point, Republican House, Republican Senate, and Republican White House, that, spending didn't get cut then either. There was the ramp up to all the wars and, the costs that went into that, and there were some tax cuts, like we've seen under Trump. Republicans seem to like to cut the taxes, which is great, but you got to cut the spending at the same time.
Sooner or later, as we say in the South, it comes a cropper, and you can only cut taxes and help the economy so far if you simply refuse to cut spending year after year after year after year. Those tax cuts, they can't carry the whole burden, I'm afraid.
Have you seen any plans for cutting spending that would be workable and not so difficult to implement? Last night I had on the air a former Green Beret who was talking about what they called a spendex, a spending exercise that they did in the military. And his claim was that this happens across the board in the military, but he could only really speak to what it was like when he was in the military for 10 years. And they would go out at the end of the year, at the end of the fiscal year, and I'm not sure when that was. I meant to ask that question, never did get to it. And they would just shoot up ammunition, just fire it off. And he said that in many cases they weren't even, you wouldn't even call it practicing. It was just like expending rounds. And his claim was that this goes on in the military all across the place. Are there ways to cut costs? It would seem like they just had too much ammunition or whatever, if that was what was going on there.
That's a basic problem with federal spending, not just in the military, but in other departments as well. If you don't use the money that's been appropriated to your department by the end of the fiscal year, then the theory is that it's going, you didn't need that much money in the first place,
yep.
or we're going to cut you back because you already have some left over. That's actually not a bad idea. But the response to that philosophy in Washington and among these departments, including the military, is, good heavens, we can't have our budget for next year cut back because we have some left over, so we better spend it all before the year ends. That is a fundamental problem with our federal government, both civilian as well as military. And so long as that mindset prevails, and so long as Congress does not demand change, it's going to continue on its merry way.
Do you see any pathway to compromise between the two sides here? And there's actually two sides is being very optimistic. There's many sides to this. There's sort of the Trump side. There's the mainline Republican side. There's the Tea Party side. There's the highly leftist side. There's the sort of mainline Democrat side. So you're sort of like bringing all these people together. Do you see some way to bring all these folks together? Is that going to happen this season? Is it going to be years from now? Do you have any ideas on this?
The only thing, unfortunately, Mark, that I see that's likely to bring at least many of these sides together is infrastructure spending. They seem all to agree to one degree or another that we have to dramatically increase federal spending on infrastructure. So we're going in exactly the wrong direction when it comes to getting everybody together in a room and agreeing on something.
It seems like you might be able to get some of the Republicans to agree on some kind of impeachment process for Trump. Certainly, most of the Democrats seem to see a path for that. Do you think this is coming down the pike? It doesn't seem like it's going to be on the Mueller investigation.
The Democrats, of course, have the votes in the House to impeach. It takes, just a bare majority. 218 votes is all it takes.
Before you go on with that, Bob Arbit, if you'll just hold on for a second here. We're going to take this on into the podcast. Just go to the archives at archives.freetalklive.com and search Bob Barr, B-A-R-R. And get your tickets to Freedom Fest at freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 to save $50. FreedomFest.com/FTL.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.